Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Time for Friday Food Talk. A headline in the Eater Chicago caught our eye this week. Chicago's most exciting pop-ups happened before 10 a.m. Lauren Bricado wrote the piece. She joins us now. And Lauren, what's this all about? It's a pop-up craze, isn't it?
Yeah, good morning. It definitely is a pop-up craze. I interviewed two pretty big players in this space, Chubby Boys and Morning Jays. And like a lot of people, I found out about these people through social media, which is where a lot of the conversation about this space happens.
Yeah, so as you say in the article, these places have out-the-door lines, and it's all the rage on social media, and a lot of people have discovered these places. So these are places that are they only open for breakfast?
These are pop-ups that we're serving breakfast exclusively for a week or for a weekend. So Chubby Boys, for example, they did a residency at Drip Collective, which is a coffee shop in the West Loop. They're no longer serving breakfast, but you can catch them at Spilt Milk in Logan Square. They're serving cheeseburgers now. But I think there's a level of exclusivity when there's these pop-ups that only happen at a certain place and time. So you have to catch them, and a lot of the ways that you can do that is on TikTok, Instagram, and just kind of being in the know.
A lot of these places feature new bakeries and bagel joints, right?
Yeah, that's huge. There's been a handful of new bagel joints and bakeries. Millie by Metric just opened in Avondale in September. That was huge. There's a new bakery in Lincoln Square called Del Sur. They have Filipino-influenced pastries, so those have been really popular.
And some of these places offer some serious food. You write about, is it Casama that has a couple of Michelin stars, or at least one?
Yeah. So that's actually where I got the idea to start looking into this story, because Casama in the East Ukrainian Village is not new. But every weekend, people will line up down the street to get their breakfast sandwich, which is quite good. But like I said, I think there's a level of exclusivity when you're talking about a pop-up. But even so, people will still line up at Casama every weekend, and even if it's cold out, they don't care.
Yeah, and you also mentioned Morning Jays and Drip Collective. What's the deal on those spots?
Yeah, so Morning Jays is founded by a duo, and they do these really cool things called cozy cafes. So they actually welcome a small group of people into their home in Des Plaines, and they serve them breakfast straight from their kitchen as if they were just having friends over for a party, which is really unique, definitely cozy and intimate. And then Drip Collective is that coffee shop in the West Loop where Chubby Boys did their residency.
Oh.
And yeah, they got a lot of attention from that too on social media.
Where's Morning Jays?
So Morning Jays does not have a location. They're a nomadic pop-up. So they pop up in Evanston, in Ravenswood, different coffee shops and just different locations, and then also their cozy cafes when they do have those.
So other than checking social media, can you just Google something and find these spots and locations?
Yeah.
and times?
Yeah, you can do that. And actually, Morning Jays has a Substack newsletter that they send out. So if you just look up Morning Jays Substack, I believe it's called The Early Bird, they send out a first notice to those people about when they're going to be having pop-ups, do a preview of the menu, and that's a really great way to be one of the first because they do sell out pretty quick.
Metric Coffee sounds good, and they have a new all-day cafe, don't they?
Yeah, Millie by Metric. That is a really beautiful space in Avondale. It's very retro, and they're doing dinner and lunch service pretty soon. So I definitely recommend checking that out. I love that place.
Now, if people want to get this information, they can go to the Eater's website? Where do you have this posted?
Yeah, you can go on Eater Chicago and check out the story. It's all in there. or just Googling. There's a lot of stories up right now about this kind of breakfast morning time craze that's happening in Chicago.
It's the pop-up Chicago breakfast bonanza. Thanks to Lauren Bricado for telling us about it. Have a great holiday. Appreciate the time this morning, Lauren.
Thank you.
The 39th Annual Tribune Holiday Cookie Contest is history. With us to talk about it, Tribune food critic Luisa Chu. Luisa, it was a big hit. Almost 2,000 readers casting almost 4,000 votes. And now, these recipes that won and that you went over, were they mostly ones that were passed down from generations?
Yes, they were passed down through the generations, but all modified by our winning bakers, which is fantastic. That's exactly what we love to see. And actually, we kind of ask to see is like original recipes. So, you know, there's lots of history, but a lot of innovation in these recipes, too.
I'm envisioning a table with all of the Tribune judges and guest judges, and everybody has a glass of milk in front of them, and then they taste test everything. Is that how it worked?
Pretty much, except for water. We'd like to stick with like just water rather than milk.
yeah, but, I get it. Let's start with third place. Tell us about the cookie that finished third.
Yeah, so Elise Tisch of Glenview made her, and I actually don't know, I only know how it's read, but the MMM or cookies, Mom's Mandelbread Modified for Marty cookies. So her husband, Marty, you know, described her mother's recipe as hard enough to pound nails. So she modified it to be a softer version, but really kept that orange and chocolatey flavor that, that you know, they really wanted. And then she also then added a beautiful little glaze, you know, like an orange zest glaze, which she said that, you know, if you make these cookies ahead of time and you stick them in the freezer and then you thaw them, when company comes over for the holidays, add a little bit of that glaze and it makes it just fancy enough for the holidays.
I know all about Mandelbread, so it's a good thing you did have water handy. that was third place. Now, in second place, this is kind of interesting because tell us how a blowtorch was used in this recipe.
Right, yeah. So it's kind of like the movies where I think you see something and it has to be used. Well, so Lauren Wagner of Joliet, her husband bought a blowtorch. So, of course, what does she as a home baker do? Creates a recipe so she can use that blowtorch too. So she created her eggnog creme brulee cookie and it is this fantastic, sugary, spicy cookie with the topping that is crisp and crackly with that sugary topping. And, you know, we have a variation that you can use, you know, like your oven broiler in case you don't have a blowtorch. But our test kitchen chef really recommends use a blowtorch if you've got it.
All right. And number one, first place in the Tribune's annual holiday cookie contest, it was a spice cookie, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. A cookie that I had not heard about, actually, called a pratsni, a Czech cookie that was a recipe that was passed down from our winning baker, Janet Lappin of Downers Grove, her best friend's mom's neighbor, in Forest Park, which, you know, was like a, you know, I mean, historic Czech neighborhood, inherited this recipe and the molds, these fancy molds, which they used to have to press the dough in to make these really beautiful, lovely, crispy shells. Well, Janet decided she wanted to create a recipe where you didn't have to have inherited molds. And so her cookie was, are shaped so that, but you still maintain that kind of like crispy, crunchy, nut, spice, and touch of cocoa flavor cookie. So, you know, again, amazing that she took this historic recipe and modified it for the modern baker.
If you want to check out the 12 finalists and also the recipes that we're talking about here, you've got them posted, don't you?
We do for sure at the Chicago Tribune's food website. If you just look at the cookie page, you'll see not only the story of the winners, but the list of 12 finalists, and then the three winning recipes for our 39th annual contest. And, you know, just in case people are thinking ahead when they're baking this year, next year's our 40th year, and we're thinking about, you know, like a special, you know, kind of like a winner's experience.
I just want to be a judge. It's Louisa Chu at the Tribune. Thank you. Glad tidings, Louisa.
Thanks. Happy holidays, Bob.
Yeah, right back at you.